Social and safety standards. ISO 26000, SI 8000 are examples of methods used to assure customers and the community that the organization is living up to its goals related to corporate social responsibility. Worker safety is an important aspect of social sustainability, and CZ10 is an example of these types of accreditations and certifications. ISO 26000 guidance for social responsibility. ISO 26000 refers to guidance for social responsibility. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, ISO 26000 is an international standard developed by the International Organization for Standardization, ISO, to assist organizations in contributing to sustainable development beyond legal compliance through a common understanding of social responsibility. ISO 26000 provides a structure for organizations in the private and public sectors to think about how they can act and operate in a socially responsible manner. The underlying goal of social responsibility is to make contributions to sustainable development. ISO 26000 addresses 7 primary subjects within its guidelines, including organizational governance, human rights, labor practices, the environment, fair operating practices, consumer issues, and community involvement and development. ISO encourages an organization to first take the time to do 2 critical things. Recognize its social responsibility within its sphere of influence. Identify and engage with its stakeholders. Once those have been accomplished, the organization is ready to analyze the 7 core areas and determine how it will integrate social responsibility into its decisions and activities. Social Accountability International SI 8000 Guidelines. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines SI 8000 as a widely recognized international standard for managing human rights in the workplace. It provides an auditable framework for assuring that social accountability is being stewarded by an organization. The SI 8000, 2014 standard produced by Social Accountability International, is an auditable social certification standard designed to promote decent workplaces in any industrial sector by providing a common language for measuring social performance. It is based on many of the conventions and declarations of the UN, especially the Declaration of Human Rights and the International Labor Organization, and on national laws. The standard is built around the idea that continuous review needs to be built in by specifying management systems, structures, and procedures that organizations need to adopt into their normal operations. Thus, the organization's policies and procedures need to reflect the following 9 principles of SI 8000. Child labor. Neither use nor support child labor, supported by policy and procedure. A child is a person under 15 years of age, unless local laws set the age higher than this. A young worker is a person above the age of a child, but under 18 years of age. Young workers are allowed if they don't work during school hours or at night, or for more than 8 hours per day or 10 hours including transportation. Provide funds to attend school as needed. Expose no minors to physical or mental hazards. Forced or compulsory labor. Neither use nor support forced labor, including prison labor and human trafficking. Never retain ID papers, require deposits to the organization on hire, withhold pay to forced labor, or charge employment fees. Employees are free to leave the premises or quit. Health and safety. Provide a safe and healthy workplace by minimizing risk and eliminating hazards when feasible, protecting new mothers, providing protective equipment, having a health and safety officer and committee with union or worker representation, providing appropriate training, and using documented safety procedures. Facilities shall be clean and sanitary, including bathrooms, water, break spaces, and dormitories. Employees don't need permission to escape imminent danger. Freedom of association and right to collective bargaining. Respect the right to form unions through word and deed, unless prohibited by law, in which case employees shall have the right to elect representatives. Avoid discrimination, intimidation, or harassment of union members. Discrimination. Don't discriminate in any form of pay or promotion against any class of person, and allow persons to observe tenets or practices of the groups to which they belong. Prohibit threatening or abusive behavior of a verbal, physical, or sexual nature. Never use pregnancy or virginity tests. Disciplinary practices. Never tolerate corporal punishment, mental or physical coercion, verbal abuse, or harsh or inhumane treatment. Working hours. Comply with all laws and union agreements on working hours, holidays, and overtime. Give 1 day off per week, unless allowed by law or union work time averaging agreements exist. Overtime must be voluntary except to meet short-term business demand and never regularly requested. Remuneration. Pay a living wage and always meet minimum wage laws. Never deduct pay for disciplinary purposes except when permitted by national law and union rules. Never pay in coupons or promissory notes, and make pay promptly available along with clear information on pay and benefits. Pay overtime premium rates. Never use labor-only contracting, consecutive short-term contracts, or false apprenticeships to avoid labor laws. Management systems. Conspicuously display a notice of the voluntary decision to comply with SI 8000 and all national and local labor laws. Develop and communicate policies and procedures to implement SI 8000. Keep relevant records to demonstrate conformance. Regularly conduct management reviews. Provide policies on request. SI 8000 Social Accountability Certification. SI 8000 cuts across multiple industries. The standard is a way for retailers, brand companies, suppliers, and other organizations to maintain just and decent working conditions throughout the supply chain. Certification to the standard is available but needs to be redone for each specific worksite. Certification is available for almost any industry but is not currently available for fishing, offshore, or maritime industries. Certification is also not possible in Myanmar, Burma, due to International Labor Organization sanctions. Social Accountability Accreditation Services, SAS, provides certification bodies with information on the steps that need to be taken to be accredited to perform SI 8000 certification audits. And CZ 10-2012, Occupational Health and Safety Management Systems, as defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary. And CZ 10 is a voluntary consensus standard for occupational health and safety management systems. It uses recognized management system principles in order to be compatible with quality and environmental management system standards, such as the ISO 9000, 2015, and ISO 14000 family of standards. And CZ10 is a standard designed to help organizations design, implement, and continuously improve health and safety management systems to minimize the risk of occupational injuries, illnesses, and fatalities. This American National Standards Institute, NC, standard focuses on principles rather than detailed specifications to allow organizations to implement it in a manner suited for their given industry. It is compatible with ISO 9001 and 14001, and with common practices and regulations in this area in the U.S., achieving a certification in this area shows that the organization is willing to go above and beyond the minimum regulatory requirements set by government organizations such as the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, in the U.S. The NC, ISQ National Accreditation Board, INIB, is the U.S. accreditation body that accredits third-party certification bodies to provide certifications for this standard as well as for ISO 14001 and ISO 28000.